US Democrats meeting this week in a virtual convention are especially enthusiastic about the nomination of the California Senator Kamala Harris for the vice presidency. She is both the first African-American woman on a major party ticket and the first candidate of Indian background. Her mixed heritage says a lot about modern America, where 7% of people describe themselves as multiracial. Indian-born Manisha Sinha is Professor of African-American Studies at the University of Connecticut. She's speaking with Andrew West.
Well, I think as Kamala Harris is known to say, she doesn't have a problem with having these two different identities. You know, these kinds of questions were also asked about Barack Obama because his mother was white and was from Kansas, and his father was from Kenya, also an African immigrant. And so there was a lot of question over his identity. Is he black enough? Is he truly African American or not? And those questions really fell by the side after he was elected. And I think you will see something similar with Kamala Harris. The one thing that is quite clear is that she has always claimed both sides of her identity. When she was elected to the Senate, she said she was the second black woman, but the first South Asian woman to be elected to the Senate. And she was brought up as a young black girl by her mother in a predominantly black neighborhood. And she chose to attend a historically black university, Harvard University in Washington, D.C., and belongs to a fairly powerful black sorority, a historic one. So in a way, she has crafted her own path.
We know about her biracial background. What do we know about her religious background? Because I think she is a Black Baptist. But didn't she also grow up in a household where there were a number of Hindu rituals that were observed?
Yes, absolutely. If you read her autobiography, she talks about attending the Baptist church, but also talks about attending Hindu temples with her mother. In fact, she immersed her mother's ashes in India in 2009. That's a very Hindu ritual. So clearly her mother was a Hindu and wanted that done for herself. So I think she clearly has been exposed to both religions and both cultures. I'm not sure exactly what her own personal religion is, whether she is a Baptist or a Hindu or both. But again, in a way, I think she represents both the sort of modern makeup of American society, consisting of many different religions.
Well, Manisha, as if to really mix it up, I think Kamala Harris's husband is a Brooklyn Jewish lawyer.
Absolutely. And that just shows you, in a way, that the melting pot actually does come true in many families in the United States today.
As it does here in Australia. That's Professor Manisha Sinha of the University of Connecticut. And you can hear more on that discussion about Kamala Harris and multiracial America on the Religion and Ethics Report with Andrew West at 5:30, right here on RN.